Blog Talk Radio.
Keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's Bonafide Talk.
Bonafide Talk. Bonafide Talk, yeah. Bonafide Talk. Keep God first in your walk. Baby, that's Bonafide Talk, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep God first in your walk. Baby, that's Bonafide Talk, yeah. Bonafide Talk.
What's going on, family? Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to Bonafide Talk with Evangelist Falana, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country and one of the top radio talk shows on the VFTM radio network. Hey, you can hear the VFTM radio network 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just go to VFTMradio.com. That's VFTMradio.com. Amen. Hey, it is a privilege to have the opportunity to speak life into dead situations via the airways, and I'm grateful, God. Thank you so much. Tonight, we are truly speaking life into dead situations. Our featured guest for this evening, can we say wow? Ladies and gentlemen, she did such an awesome job the last time she was on Bonafide Talk. She gave us so much information on how to live a stress-free life that we were in dire need of a part two. I'm so grateful to our featured guest because she has one of the most hectic schedules, but she etched out time out of her very busy schedule to share some additional nuggets on how to identify what drama actually is, how to avoid drama, and how to get a handle on that notorious drama queen. Hey, she's been preaching the gospel for well over 20 years. Let's give it up for our featured guest, founder, CEO, Life Free Coach and Empowerment for Women, SJW Kingdom Ministries, Prophetess Sonya J. Wells. Good evening, Prophetess. How are you?
Hello. Hello. Let's be back. Thank you for having me back.
You know what, Prophetess Wells, welcome back to Bonafide Talk with Evangelist Falana. I hope all is well today, and I tell you, I am trying to live that drama-free life. That's Bonafide Talk. You know, speaking of drama-free, the last time you and I worked together on Bonafide Talk, you gave a very clear definition of drama. Will you please define drama for those of us that may have forgotten what it means or didn't hear the last episode?
I sure will. I'm going to give you what God gave me, and I'm going to give you what the Webster Dictionary says. The Lord
Amen.
Gave you this piece of drama is a constant and unscheduled flurry of events that create confusion, distraction, and frustration, which leads to an unproductive lifestyle. I took it a step further and looked it up, and in the Webster Dictionary, it says that drama is a situation or series of events that involve intense conflict of forces that dramatically affect the quality of your life. That's drama.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot. And so true. Now, on our last episode together, Sonya, we went over the 5 steps to living a drama-free life. We covered a lot of material, as you know, with the 5 steps. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have your pen and paper handy because we're going to jot these down. And for those of you that may have missed that last episode, you can go back to that episode by going to blogtalkradio.com/bonafide-talk. We're going to go over the 5 steps briefly. 1. Deal with your pain. 2. Know your true self. 3. Mind your business. 4. Redirect your focus. And 5. Know your purpose. Again, for those of you that missed that episode, you can go back to that episode by going to blogtalkradio.com/bonafide-talk. Tonight we're going to talk about the 10 characteristics of that drama queen. To my family who's in the chat room, I love you. Thank you so much for being in attendance tonight. I see you. Hey, feel free to post your questions and comments. We will acknowledge you, okay? Much love to our listeners online. If you want to come on the air with a question or comment, dial 347-327-9688 and press 1. And, of course, for those of you that are already tuning in to Bonafide Talk with Evangelist Alana via the telephone, press 1 at any time during this radio broadcast, okay? Amen. Sonya, you and I both know that we don't have but about 30 minutes. So before we begin anything, I want to play a quick song, and then we're going to bring on our featured Rocky Mount civilian. Hold on tight, guys. I love the Lord with Pastor Kevin Baskett.
Yeah.
Radio broadcast in the country and one of the hottest on the 24-hour internet gospel radio station sensation, the BFTM Radio Network. With us tonight, we have with us this man of God that I'm so fond of. Ladies and gentlemen, I grew up in a small town called Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And although that our small town is going through a couple of changes right now, I want to speak life into any dead situation right now that's going on in Rocky Mount. And with us today is one of Rocky Mount, North Carolina's finest, Prophet Jerome Pittman. How are you, sir?
I'm fine.
Prophet Jerome Pittman, as you know, you and I have been friends forever, and I have been patiently waiting for you to be ordained. You've been a man of God just about all your life, you know. So what finally made you go ahead and become an ordained minister?
Well, let me clarify the process so we can better understand what's going on. Now, of course, you know, I've been called into the ministry, but God has spoke to me and told me to create my own ministry. And by me creating my own ministry, I connected. So what you see on Facebook is I come under the covering of Deliverance Temple Restoration Ministry. And in the process of setting up my own ministry and coming up under the covering of his, I'm doing my initial sermon under their covering. And when I get that done, then he's going to license me. So that allows me to be able to go anywhere to preach, to minister, and as well to be able to pastor. And during their holy convocation later on in the year, then I will be installed as a pastor as well. So this is just a process, what you see, that's going on in the covering of Deliverance Temple. I have my own ministry that's flourishing out, so we're coming in under them. So, and the name of my ministry is the First Tabernacle Covenant of Divine Faith Ministry. So that's what's the transitioning of what's going on. I'm stepping out on my own to be a pastor as well as a prophet.
Oh, wow. Praise God for you. Well, Jerome, I'm grateful and I'm excited for you. And before you go, can you give our listeners who may be going through an encouraging word for this evening?
Well, the best word I can give you is to keep God first. Keep God first in your life. Seek his face. Deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow him. That's the best advice that I can give you. Keep him first in every step.
Amen. Let's give it up, guys, for Prophet Jerome Pittman. Amen. Amen. Yes. Jerome, hang out with us a little bit. We're getting ready to go to school with none other than our featured guest, Prophet Sonya Wells. Hey, honey.
Wow.
Now, that trailer that you did on the top 5 ways to live a drama-free life stated, it's time to drop that bag. Ain't nobody got time for that drama. I'm with you. Let's start with the 10 traits of the drama queen.
All righty. This may hurt a little bit, but it's okay. Hold on. We got some solutions. But the first thing to indication that you may be a drama queen is when you live in a state of victimization, when you have a victim mindset, a victim mentality. And a victim mentality is where you're always blaming, you never take responsibility, everything is everybody else's fault. You focus on problems and you never focus on solutions. My life is over. Nothing ever goes good for me. You're just complaining and murmuring all the time. You just have a victim mentality. That's the first one for characteristics of a drama queen. Okay.
Gotcha. And number two?
Number two is you can't get past your past. You're constantly living in the past. You're constantly bringing it up, rehearsing it, telling the same story over and over and over again. Instead of telling your story from a place of power, you tell it from a place of poverty and a place of pity. And you have to get past your past. Anytime you find yourself repeating something that happened 10, 20, 30 years ago, you probably are a drama queen, and people probably run from you because you say the same thing over and over and over again.
Amen.
The next one is you have one problem after the other. When you know, in life we have crisis, and crisis come to pass. But when you have constant problems day in and day out, it means you have some areas in your life where you have not dealt with issues, and as well as you don't know how to deal with your issues. Not only have you not dealt with them, you don't know how to deal with them, but you have constant problems because you have no stability in your life. You have no clear vision. Everything in your life is a crisis when it should be just life. Things are going to come, things go. That's life. The next thing is you are always telling your problems. And I know that sounds like it's the same thing as the first one, can't get past your past, but it's not, because a lot of times when you have a victim mentality, you honestly love to do that because, and this is going to tie in with another one, you love the attention. That's the only way you can get attention, is by telling your problems over and over and over and over again. Thing is, you turn something that's unimportant into a major major thing. You blow everything out of proportion. You know how they say you turn a molehill into a mountain? With something
sure.
comes up, can be as minute as somebody looking at you the wrong way. You take that and you blow it up into a major thing. If someone said something that you didn't agree with, you just blow everything out of proportion. You're literally a drama queen, because you constantly are needing attention. Now, I know a lot of people who think that they just are charismatic and they just got this warm, bubbly personality, but a lot of it is just they love attention. They love attention because they need that validation of their identity and their work, because this all is tied to who you are as a person, is why you're constantly doing a lot of these things. The next thing is
let me inject something. Let me inject something real quick. One, I want to invite some callers in if they have any questions or comments. But number two, let's revisit real quickly, Sonya, about dealing with your past. Sometimes I think that for some that's a lot easier said than done. What is the first step towards dealing with the past? Because as you know, presenting a problem without presenting a solution does nothing but present another problem. So what, in your professional opinion and in your Christ-like opinion, what is the first step towards a person getting over their past?
I think going to God. I mean, I definitely think, you know, being able to recognize some of these characteristics and being honest about where you are, that, you know what, I have some unresolved issues in my life, whether they are from childhood or from present, their relationships, from just trauma that has happened to me, just being honest. The hardest thing I think for us, and I can say this for myself, is we are on autopilot so often we don't even realize that we have suppressed and oppressed our feelings and our emotions and our pain that we don't even recognize. So the first thing that I think is to get along and get quiet with God. When you see cycles repeating in your life over and over again, when you find yourself having the same type of toxic relationships or financial issues, or you're constantly angry or depressed or some any of those signs, when you don't trust people, all of those things are indications that, you know, so doing a self-examination, looking at your life and saying, okay, something's not right. Something's not working out for me. So something's not right with me. So I need to deal with some things. And so getting along, asking God to reveal to you, you know, what is going on in my heart, Lord, because He is the revealer of truth. He's the healer of the brokenhearted. And a lot of times we have broken hearts and we don't even know our hearts are broken and wounded because of past pain and trauma that we suppressed for years. So that's the first thing you have
sure.
to do, is go to God. Be honest with yourself. One of the biggest challenges, evangelists, that I have with teaching this, talking about drama, is a lot of people don't want to be honest enough and admit that they have some drama because it's such a normal part of their life every day. We don't even think we have drama. We think this is just normal to always be in chaos and confusion.
Wow. We have a caller.
So, yeah.
Caller with the number ending in 0760, you're now a bona fide talk with Evangelist Kalana. What is your question, comment, or contribution to tonight's discussion?
This is Karen Brank. How are you?
Hello, Karen. How are you?
Pretty good. My comment is that, you know, I was a social worker for 17 years, but I had so much traumatic things that happened to me. And the last straw was when I was violently assaulted at work, and the people set me up, and also a domestic violence survivor. I had to get help. You know, in the black community, a lot of times people will tell us that, you know, we got to be strong. But in order for
right.
us to be strong, we got to be willing to accept help. in the community. And I sought out a private therapist that actually was married to a pastor for like 20-some years. So she knew how to incorporate spirituality and my love for Christ into the counseling sessions, you know.
Yeah.
And then I had lost my father, too. So she told me, you can't intertwine grief with your trauma. Those are two different things. And so when she got me to see that you can't take stuff personal when people hurt you, because it's never about you when people come and try to take something away from you. It's about them. And you have to pray and forgive them. Amen.
You're right. You're right. Amen, Karen. And, you know, Sonya, she makes a valid point. That is something that I find is pretty frequent in the African-American community, where it's not the idea of going to go get professional help isn't embraced. Why do you think
that is? Yeah, I was going to say seeking counseling, because I've gone to a counselor before. You can go to Christian counselors if you're a Christian. And there are some good Christian counselors out there, spiritual counselors, who can help you walk out of that pain. But I don't know. I don't know why we don't think we need that. I think it's something that's taboo in our community, in our culture, that makes us think that we don't need to talk about it because, you know, mom would say, what's happened in this house stays in this house. And so we've taken on that old mentality that, you know, don't ask, don't tell. You know, so I think that's a big part of it. But it's killing us. It's killing us physically. It's killing us emotionally and spiritually and physically more so. So, yeah.
Absolutely. We have another caller, folks. Caller, we're ending in the number 4885. You're now going to Bonafide Talk with Evangelist Falana. What is your question, comment, or contribution to tonight's discussion?
Hey, Evangelist. This is Andre.
Hello, Andre. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good, good. I'm glad to have you on. What is your question or comment for tonight?
Well, first of all, I was just calling to say stay encouraged and the show is great. It's a wonderful topic.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much, Andre. Sonya, back to you. What step are we on right now? We're number five or number six? Or number five or number six?
I think we're on number seven.
Falana,
seven.
Lady Falana.
Okay, yes, yes.
Before you go on, this is Robin. I had a comment I wanted to make where you were, just listen to what you're saying. I think a lot more of us, our so-called drama queens, we just don't realize that. We don't see these signs. And when you were talking about some of this thing, I kind of saw that in myself. And I kind of saw it before listening to this show. I just didn't readily admit it. And how I saw it was I got tired of hearing myself talk about these issues. And when you realize that you're tired of hearing yourself, it's time for you to admit that you are being a bit of a drama queen, and it's time to come out of it. And I think, you know, at some point we feel that it's therapeutic to keep talking about it and getting it out, but at some point you're going overboard with it.
That's true.
Right.
So here's the thing that I think that we miss in the African-American community. It's one thing to talk about it, but it's another thing to be able to take what we talk about and direct it to go into the right, into the healing process. If you just talk, and you don't have someone in your life to help you redirect it and have you analyze it, it's really kind of for naught, you know?
Exactly.
Sonya, we're on number seven. You see what I'm saying? And Sonya, we're on number seven, right?
Yes. The next one is, and this is going to tie right into what we just talked about, emotionally dysfunctional and feels it's her duty to make life harder for everyone around them. They're really unstable in their emotions. They're very moody, very intense, all over the place, have anxiety attacks, just moody all the time. You never know what kind of mood they're going to be in. And I'm going fast because I want to get everything out. The next one is they drag everyone into their emotional state of mind. Because
yes,
if they're
Lord.
Down, if they're discouraged, they want to bring everybody else into it. And when you don't come to their pity party, then you acting funny. And then the next one, it feels like the world revolves around them. They're very self-absorbed, very self-absorbed people. And let me say something, because there's so much I just want to share, but I can't share it all. But here's the thing. I want you to keep in mind, I'm going to take it to the Word of God. And James, it says, where there's envy and strife, there's every evil work, there's confusion and chaos. And drama is the opposite of God's divine order. The enemy is the culprit of disorder and chaos, because he wants, because if he can keep us in drama, which is chaos, confusion, and all the things that I share, then he can keep us from truly walking in our true identity, purpose, and power. So, as a result of that, I mean, drama is a result oftentimes of us being hurt, and we said that, but unforgiveness, emotional trauma, you know, just all the things that have happened to us that we don't even know how to deal with. And these are some of the characteristics that we take on, because we're really crying out for help at the end of the day. And then the last thing is, I don't know if I missed you all of, is we constantly blame others for our life, and we never take responsibility for our own life. Those are the things, when you see a person constantly, you know, pointing the finger at somebody else for what's wrong in their life, that if this wouldn't have happened, if they wouldn't have did this, if they wouldn't have did that, but it's never I should have done this or I should not have done that. But it's always someone else's fault. That person is probably a drama queen. So the whole premise of my teaching is really to bring people back to divine order. Because when you walk in divine order, there's peace, there's love, there's joy. You are not constantly caught up in a state of chaos. As I said, In life we will have crisis. But crisis come to pass. But drama just kind of hangs around. And you are responsible. When drama shows up, it's a result of drama shows up, right? It's the problem. But you don't have to let it become a problem for you. Things are going to happen. And anytime you find yourself blaming, not taking responsibility, complaining, and just consumed by the chaos around you, you have just now stepped into the whole dynamic of drama.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, praise God.
Alana?
And that's bona fide power, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Prophet Jerome. Yes, Prophet Jerome.
May I add something right quick?
Absolutely.
She's on point. I think the whole concept of the problem is because of choice. See, God give us free will. He give us choice.
Amen.
People bring drama onto themselves because of the choices that they make.
That's
and like you said, when you make these choices and you put yourself in these situations and know where to turn, it's because you allowed yourself to go through. In order to move past it, you had to accept some accountabilities for your own actions. And that's the way to pass and get over and to move on. You got to accept accountabilities for your own actions and realize you brought all this on yourself, and you got to cry to God, and you got to ask, and you got to be able to forgive yourself first before you could ever move on. You got to evaluate yourself and see that you the problem and you the one that created this chaos in your life, and seek God and deny yourself and follow the Father and let Him start the healing process. But it starts with accountability.
Amen. Amen. That's bona fide talk right there. Ladies and gentlemen, we have roughly 2 minutes left on this episode of Bonafide Talk with Evangelist Philana. If anyone has another question or comment, and I see you in the chat room, if you guys have something you want to post up, let's do that now. I've reached out to Prophet Jerome. I've reached out to Robin. Prophetess Karen, do you have anything that you'd like to add? Okay, maybe she got a phone on me. Go ahead. I can hear you, Karen, yes.
Okay. I just want to add that deliverance, sometimes you got to be delivered from this spirit of rejection. The spirit of rejection is the same thing that King Saul had in 1 Samuel 15. And then it opened a doorway to that spirit of rebellion. And so when we operate in rejection and rebellion, we have a double-minded spirit. And according to James, James chapter 1, a man who is double-minded is unstable in all his ways.
Amen. 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 Yes. Amen. That's bona fide talk again. Wow. There has been so much material that's been covered from a psychological standpoint, from a biblical standpoint, and being just a plain human being standpoint. We've got 6 or 7 minutes left for the show. We want to thank Prophet Sonya Wells for those 10 characteristics of a drama queen and hopefully to stop being one. Praise God.
Prophet Sonya, your closing remark for tonight, please.
Drama-free, I'm going to shift it to just the positive. Drama-free living is really an upgrading of your mindset. It's empowered living and it's kingdom living. If we are kingdom people, kingdom is about protocol and order. So that's what I want to leave you with, is shifting your mindset from disempowered living to empowered kingdom living.
And that's Amen. Perfectly said. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at the end now. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight to Bonafide Talk with Evangelist Juana. And as always,
keep God first in your walk, baby. And that's Bonafide Talk.